Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Rivka Silver Alea Shalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition in Masechta Brachos on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, 12 lines from the bottom of the Amid, with the Gemara following the Mishnah. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Tezvav Amid Beis. Begins the Gemara, Rav Omer Halacha Kedivrei Shneim Lahakil. Rav says that the Halacha is like both of them, Lekula. Rav is referring to the beginning of our Mishnah where we had two inyanim in which we had an argument, a disagreement. The first one was, Hakaris HaShma V'lo Yishmili Oznai. If somebody reads the Shema and he doesn't hear what he's saying, the Tanakhama held that he's Yotzei, and Rabbi Yossi Paskin that he's not Yotzei. And then we had a second item in which they are Mechulik, Karov like Dikdek by Yisrael. If he read the words not carefully, for example, he said B'chol Vavcha, he didn't separate the Lamids, or he said Laman Tiskeru, which would seem to indicate that we are doing mitzvahs for reward, instead of saying Laman Tizkeru with a Zion. He wasn't careful in how he was pronouncing the letters and the words of Kriya Shema. And on there, we had a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi said, you're still Yotze b'di'eved. And Rabbi Yehuda said, you're not Yotze b'di'eved. So on both of these disagreements, Rav said the halacha is like the mekel. That means in the halacha of not hearing what you're saying, the halacha is like the Tanakhama that you're Yotze. And in the halacha of not being careful in pronouncing the letters carefully, there the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that you're Yotzei against Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Dilochein, Ma Kein Amrin, and the Girsa of the Pnei Moshe is Diloikein Ma Anan Amrin. The Charedim, who had the Girsa Dilochein, like we have in our Gemara, he explains that this is a Lashon Kotzer. It's an abbreviated word, and it stands for De'im Loikein. And the Pnei Moshe and the Charedim elaborate on what the Gemara's question is, as we will see in the Yerushalmi, but they explain it in more detail. If we would not say what Rav said, if Rav had remained silent and had not said that Halach Kedivri Shneim Lahakal, De'im Loikein, Ma Anan Amrin, or Ma Kein Amrin. What would we have said without the statement of Rav? Well, let's analyze it, says the Gemara. Stama v'Rabbi Yossi, halacha k'stama. If we were asked the question in the beginning of the Mishnah, Hakaris HaShema, V'lo Yishmiya L'Oznai, we have a machlokas between a Stam Mishnah, where we have no Tana. Rebbe was just koveya the word Yotza. And then we have Rabbi Yossi arguing and say, Yotza, we have a rule that you always go with the Stam Mishnah. So we would paskin like the Mekel, the Tanakhama, that you're Yotze. And let's go to the second disagreement. Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, which stands for Rabbi Yehuda. The machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. Whenever you have a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. So again, here we have a machlekes, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says if you're karv leidiktik b'yosei, you're yotzei. So he trumps Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin that you're yotzei. So ma tzrich lemeimer Rav halacha k'divrei shneim lahakol. So why did Rav have to come along and tell us that I want you to know that halacha is like both of them lekula? Of course the halacha is like both of them lekula. In the beginning of the Mishnah, the halacha is like stam k'neged Rabbi Yossi. And in the second case of the Mishnah, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Yehuda, that you're yotzei. The Gemara answers, no, Rav had to tell us that halacha is k'divrei shneim lahakol. Why? Again, since the Shoma, the Toni La Rab Chia, B'Shem Rab Meir, since Rav, who was a Talmud of Rab Chia, he heard his Rebbe, Rab Chia, saying that it's not a machloikis in the second case of Kar Rav Leidiktik B'Yosei, between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, it's a machlokes between Rab Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rab Meir is the one who's Mekel, and Rabbi Yehuda is Machmer, that you're not Yotzei. And when we have a machlokes between Rab Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, there the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. So I would have thought, were it not for the words of Rav, I would have thought that the halacha in the second case is lahachmir, like Rav Yehuda, that you're not yotze. That's why Rav had to say lefum kain sorach lemeimra halacha kedivishtem lahakol. That's why Rav had to say it doesn't matter who the one who says yotzah, whether it's Rabbi Yossi who says yotzah, and automatically he wins against Rabbi Yehuda. And even if it's Rabbi Meir who says yotzah, and normally Rabbi Yehuda would win against Rabbi Meir, but in this case, I'm telling you, says Rav, that the halach is like both of them lahakol, even if we're goris in the Mishnah, like Rabbi Chiya did, that it was Rabbi Meir who's makel and says yotzah, the halach is, you are yotze lekola. Continues the Gemara, Tani, we learned in a brisa in the spalal, if a person daven shmoneh esrei v'lo yishmi liyoznoi, and he didn't hear what he was saying, yotze, he is yotze. Lamin nitzrucha, asked the Gemara, for whom was it necessary to state this halacha? The Gemara answers, l'Rab Yossi. This was necessary according to Rab Yossi. Now, the Charedim learns that these words, this question, Lamin Nitzricha, is not referring to the Brisa that we just mentioned concerning Shmoneh Esrei, but rather it's referring to a Mishnah in Trumas concerning Cheresh Hamadaber Ve'ena Shemea, a deaf person who's able to speak but he cannot hear. The Mishnah states, Lo Yitrum, L'chatchila, he should not do Truma. Why? He's not able to hear the bracha that he's saying on separating the truma, but the Mishnah states there v'im tarim trumasa truma, that if he did make truma, his truma is effective, although he was not able to hear the bracha. So, according to the Charedim, the next piece of Gemara is referring to that Mishnah. We will learn our Gemara, which doesn't mention at all the Mishnah in Trumas, we will go according to the Pnei Moshe that learns that this question of Lamin Nitzricha is referring to the Braisa that we just stated. This seems to be the simple Mahalach of the Gemara. The Braisa stated that whereas by Kriya Shema we had a Machloikis in our Mishnah, whether your Yotze, if you did not hear what you were saying by Kriya Shema. However, by Shmoneh Esrei, if you didn't hear what you were saying, you're Yotze. And then the Gemara asks, for whom was it necessary to state this halacha? And the answer is Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara now is going to ask, Hadein Rabbi Yossi, which Rabbi Yossi are you referring to? Hadar Tanina, the one of our Mishnah that we just learned on this Amud. Hakarei Shema v'lo yishmiel ozna yotzev. Somebody said Shema, read Shema, and he did not hear what he was reading. He's yotzei. That's what the Tanakam holds. V'Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, you're not yotzei. As the Pnei Moshe explains, you're not yotzei because it says Shema, and Rabbi Yossi darshins, Hashma lo'oznecha, mashata maitzi bificha. You should hear what you're saying. However, by Shmoneh Esrei, it doesn't say Shema. Since it doesn't say Shema, therefore, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that you are Yotze, and that's what the Braisa says, Nispal of Leishmi Eliozna Yotze. The Rash Cirillo goes with the same approach, and the Rash Cirillo adds that it's only by Shema where Rabbi Yossi says, even B'dievad, you're not Yotze, but by Tvila Derachmihu Moide, but Tvila, which is an inyan of supplication, of asking mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the needs of man, there he is moda that, if B'dievad, if you didn't hear what you were saying, but you daven to Hashem for mercy, that your tefillah is accepted. Again, the Charedim is learning that this is all referring to a Mishnah in Trumas. We're following the Mahalach of the Pnei Moshe and the Rash Cirillo, that it's going on Shmoneh Esrei, and Shmoneh Esrei is different than Kriya Shema. However, the Meforshim point out that even though by Shmoneh Esrei, everyone is moda, deputy Evet, if you didn't hear what you were saying, you're Yotze, but certainly everyone agrees that L'chatchila, even by Shmoneh Esrei, you should say the words so that you can hear what you're saying. However, since it's Shmoneh Esrei, which is supposed to be Balachash, you should not say it loud enough that your neighbor can hear what you're saying, but you should say it loud enough that you yourself should hear what you're saying. So by Kriya Shema, if you didn't hear what you were saying, there's a machloikis. We paskin l'kula, l'divri ha-mekel, that you're yotze, even if you didn't hear it. But by Shmoyne Esrei, Bidi Eved, there's no machlokes. Everyone, even Rabbi Yossi, agrees, since it doesn't say Shema by Shmoyne Esrei, and it's Rachameh, that everyone agrees that Bidi Eved, you're yotze, if you didn't hear what you were saying. Continues the Gemara on the last line of the Amid, Amar Rav Masna, de Rabbi Yossi. Rav Masna says, this is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Just looking at the Gemara, according to the Girsa that we have, we do not really know what Rav Masna is referring to. The Charedim tells us, the last line of the Charedim in the left-hand column, Memrezu Aperik Beis de Megillah. This is going on Perik Beis de Megillah, Mishnah Dalet. The Charedim continues his approach in our Sugya, where the Yerushalmi, according to the Charedim, was referring in the first part of our Gemara to a Mishnah in Trumas, which the Yerushalmi doesn't mention at all. And now the Yerushalmi is referring to a Mishnah in Megillah, which again, the Yerushalmi doesn't refer to explicitly. And we're saying that that's what the Yerushalmi is referring to. Let's see what the Charedim says on Daf Chof Dalet Amud Aleph, Itmor. We learned there in Megillah. The Snan, Hakol Ksherin Likroisus a Megillah, Chutz Mecherushait of a Cotton. Everybody's kosher to read the Megillah except for a Cherushait of a Cotton. Now, this Cherish obviously is a Medaber Vein Shemeya. He's not a deaf mute, otherwise, he wouldn't be able to read the Megillah. So, he is able to read. He's Medaber, but he's Ein Shemeya. And yet, he's being compared to a Shait of a Cotton whose reading of the Megillah would not be kosher even Bidiyevit. Now, says the Charedim, L'mandi Yomer B'Kriya Shema Yotza, according to the Mandi Yomer in our Mishnah, the Tana Kama, that holds, if you don't hear what you're saying, you're Yotza Kriya Shema, Hochanami, Hai HaMedaber Ve'ena Shemeya, this Cheresh who's Medaber and doesn't hear, Diyavid Kosher L'Krosis of Megillah. L'Chatchila, of course, would be better to have someone who can hear what he's saying. But B'Diyavid, he's Kosher, just like you're Kosher when you say Kriya Shema, you don't hear what you're saying. Umasnis in the Tani, the Cherish Nami Dievet ain't a kosher. Al Korchach Rabbi Yosihi. So that's what Rav Masna is explaining according to the Charedim. Amar Rav Masna de Rabbi Yosihi. That Mishnah Megillah, which states that even B'dievet, the Cherish Hamadabra Venishmeh, is not Yotze, that is going according to Rabbi Yosihi of our Mishnah, who holds Shema. That you're not Yotze Kriya Shema, even B'dievet, if you didn't hear what you were saying. According to the Mandi Yomer, that you're Yotze by Kriya Shema, who would then by Megillah, the Cher Shemadaber, Venishamea, would B'dievet be Yotze, and he would be able to be Motzi Acherim with his reading of the Megillah. Now, although the Charedim appears did not have the Mishnah and Megillah as part of the text of the Yerushalmi, other Mephorshim have the text of the Yerushalmi in the Yerushalmi itself. And we find the Gra in Trumas, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and so too the Shinin Neschos here in our Gemara, Oy Zion. And likewise, if you look into Rosh Cirillo, you will see that all of them had the Nusach as follows. Hakol Ksherin. And in fact, the Shinin Neschos has Tamon Taninin. There we learned in the Mishnah Megillah, Hakol Ksherin Likreis Esa Megillah, Chutz Micherishait Vekotin. And on those words, Amar Rav Masna de Rabbi Yosihi. Not like the Charedim who says that it's referring to that Mishnah, but the Mishnah is not explicitly written in the Yerushalmi. According to the Gra, the Shinin Neschos, and the Rosh Cirillo, the Mishnah is quoted by the Yerushalmi, and on that Mishnah, the Rav Masna says, that Mishnah that says you're not Yotze, even B'dievet, Acher Shemadaber V'Eino Shomea, that is going according to Rabbi Yosi. So in Halacha, there's no difference here between the Charedim and the other Mephorshim, but just in the simple pshat in the Gemara, the Charedim is saying that the Rishami is referring to a Mishnah which is not stated, and the other Mephorshim are learning that that Mishnah is actually quoted by the Rishami, and on that Rav Masna said, it's going according to Rabbi Yosi, who says you're not even Yotze Bidi Evan. And now we turn to Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yossi, said Rabbi Yossi, and the Mefarshim explained that this is not Rabbi Yossi the Tana, but rather this is Rabbi Yossi the Amora. The Pnei Moshe says that sometimes he was called Rav Yosef, and the Haredim's Girsa is that this is Rav Yaisa. So Rav Yossi or Rav Yaisa the Amora said, Havinen Savrin Meimar, we originally thought to say, Ma Pligin Rabbana Rabbi Yossi, what is the machlokis in our Mishnah regarding what are they arguing, the Rabban and the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi, if Loi Hishmili Ozna, you didn't hear the Kriya Shema, whether B'dievad Yoyotze or not, that machlokis is only B'Shma, Dichsiv B'Shma, because there it's written Shema. So the Tanakhama holds that Shema is trying to tell you B'chol Lashon Shata Shemea. In any language that you hear, that you don't have to say Shema only in Lashon HaKodesh, you're Yoytze with any language. However, Rabbi Yossi understands the word Shema to mean Hashma La'oznecha Mashata Moytze B'picha. Hear with your ears what you are saying with your mouth. So that machlokis is specific by Shema. Ha shar kol mitzvahs loy. But concerning all other mitzvahs, where it doesn't say Shema, there is no machlokis. That's what I would have thought. And the Haredim speaks out, what would I do with the Mishnah in Megillah, which states that a cheresh who is medaber ve'ene shemeya, you're not yotze even b'dieved mikra Megillah. If Rabbi Yossi holds up by shar mitzvahs, you are yotze mikra Megillah. So who is that Mishnah going like? So we're going to see soon in the Gemara that Rav Chisda says that really we're not goris in the Mishnah in Megillah. Cheresh. It's only a shayt of a cotton who read the Megillah where one is not Yotze B'dieved, the Kriyas HaMegillah. And the only reason Cheresh was put in there was Shigra Deloshen. We know that usually B'chol HaTorah there's a set Cheresh, shayt of a cotton. Cheshin Vav, in short. So because there's a set like this, B'chol HaTorah Kula, by accident that set was put into the Mishnah, but really, we're not supposed to be Goyris Cheresh, it's a mistake, and it's only Shait of a cotton. So Ein Echanami, if it wouldn't have been for what Rav Masna is telling us now, that the Mishnah in Megillah is going according to Rabbi Yossi, I would have said that the machlokes Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan is only by Krishma and not by Shar Mitzvahs. It's not a machlokes by Megillah. By Megillah, Rabbi Yossi would also agree that Bidi Evid, your Yotze, Mikra Megillah, even if you cannot hear what you are reading in the Megillah. And Cheresh were not Goyris in the Mishnah. But min demar Rav Masna. But since the Omar, demar means the Omar, since Rav Masna said, the Rabbi Yossi, Rav Masna said that the Mishnah in Megillah is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Because apparently Rav Masna disagrees with what we're going to see soon from Rav Chisda, who's not Goyris Cheresh in the Mishnah. Rav Masna was Goyris Cheresh in the Mishnah. And the Cheresh, as we explained, is a Vada Cheresh, that's Medaber. The Ein Shemeh, he's Medaber because he's reading the Megillah, but he doesn't hear what he's reading. So that's going according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that Bidi Evid, you're not Yotze. So it comes out that the machlokes between our Tanakama, who holds you Yotze by a case where you don't hear what you're saying, and Rabbi Yossi holds you're not Yotze, that machlokes is not only by Shema, it's even by other mitzvahs, such as Mikra and Megillah. So min demar of Masa de Rabbi Yossi, heavy he shar kol mitzvahs. I see that the machlokes Rav Yossi and the Rabban is not like we thought only in Shema, where it says the word Shema, and Rabbi Yossi interprets that to mean Hashma la'ozucha ma'asha tamaytze b'ficha. I see from the statement of Rav Masa, it refers to all mitzvahs, my time of the Rabbi Yossi, if it refers to all mitzvahs where the word Shema is not written. So what in fact is the reason of Rabbi Yossi that you're not Yotze B'dieved if you didn't hear what you were saying? The answer is there's another pasuk which refers to all mitzvahs. It says, Vazanta l'mitzvaysav, you should listen to the mitzvahs, which we interpret to mean, or Rabbi Yossi says that's what it means, Yishma'u oznecha ma'ashe picha medaber, let your ears hear what your mouth is saying. And here we now have the machlokes of Rav Chisda. Am Rav Chisda, leskein cheresh, or as the Charedim is Goyris, less kan cherish. We do not have the word cherish in the Mishnah of Megillah, but rather hashgiras loshen hi masnita. And the Charedim says you're not goyris to the words in parentheses, l'Rav Yehuda. It's only a shigra de loshen. It was only a fluency of the tongue. As we explained before, there's a set. Cheshu, cheshin vav, the cherishite of a cotton that's listed b'chol hashas, that was erroneously put into the Mishnah as well. But really, the Mishnah should only have shite of a cotton. It's only their reading which b'di eved, you're not yotze. But the cherishim adabra v'ani shemeya, you are yotze b'di eved. So b'meila, you have no raya. It could be that the machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama in our Mishnah it only concerns Shema. And not like we wanted to say that it's going to refer to all the mitzvahs because of Yishmu, Ozna Chamasha, Picha, Medaber, the Pasuk, Vazantala Mitzvaysov. That perhaps says Rav Chizda is not true because we're not Goyris, Cherish in the Mishnah in Megillah. Am Rabbi Yossi, Mistavra, the Yoidi, Rav Chizda, Betrumis, the Hid Rabbi Yossi. Even though Rav Chizda said that we have no Raya from the Mishnah in Megillah, because in the Mishnah in Megillah, we could say that we're not goyris the word cherish there. However, Rabbi Yossi, and again, this is Rabbi Yossi, who's Rabbi Yossi the Amoira, as the Pnei Moshe said, he's sometimes called Rabbi Yosef. And as the Charedim, again, has the Girsa, that it's Rav Yassa. Rabbi Yassa said that in the Mishnah in Trumas, Perek Aleph, a Mishnah Dalet, where it says that a cheresh hamedaber ve'eni shemei should not be tarim, but ve'im tarim termasei truma. So there, it would make sense that Rabbi Chizda is moida, that that Mishnah has to be going according to Rabbi Yossi. Because if you're going to say that it's going according to our Tanakhama, so then we'll have to say that what it says at the end of the Mishnah of Im Torm Trumasei Truma is just put in by Rebbe as a hashloma. It's not necessary whatsoever because the Reisha already said that l'chatchila you shouldn't be Tarim. But it's self-understood that b'di'eved, if a cherish was Tarim, even though he didn't hear the bracha, he would be yotze because b'di'eved, you're yotze to bracha. So if you're b'di'eved, yotze to bracha, why shouldn't you be yotze to truma? So what did Rebbe have to tell me that for? It must be he just wanted to complete the full halacha. But it makes more sense to say that the Mishnah is going in trumas like Rav Yossi the Tana, who holds that always b'di'eved, you're not yotze the bracha if you didn't hear what you were saying. And on that, the Tana is in fact telling us a big chiddush, that even though you're not yotze debracha, the bracha has no effect on the truma. We don't say since you're not yotze debracha, you should have to make the hafrashas truma again. But rather, einichanami, even b'di'eved, according to Rabbi Yossi, you're not yotze debracha, that has no effect on the hafrashas truma. The hafrashas truma is still valid. So it's a chiddush according to Rabbi Yossi. And the Charedim speaks out, you're going to ask me, Akasha, that we have a stira from one stamma to another. Because the stamma in our Mishnah here in Brachas tells us the halacha is that imlo yishmili oznoi is yotza, like the Tanakhama, against Rabbi Yossi. And there you have a stamma in Trumos. That makes more sense that that Mishnah in Trumos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, is going according to Rav Yossi, because then it's a chiddush that ve'im taram trumasei truma. So the Charedim says that there is no problem here of a stamma versus another stamma, a contradictory stamma. Why? Because the only time that you can ask a steerer from one stamma on another is if it explicitly states the opposite in each stamma. One stamma says chayiv, the other stamma says potter. One stamma says tameh, the other one says tor. But over here, where we only know it from an extra phrase, why did the Tana say the extra phrase, v'im torm trumasei truma? If it's going like the Tana Kama, that's obvious. Because even the bracha you yaitz to b'di'eved. So from the extra phrase, we see that it must be a chiddush in Rabbi Yossi, that the bracha that you're not yaitz does not affect the truma, which you will be yaitza. That's a chiddush. You don't have to do the truma again. So from a yitter, a stama, which is based on a yitter, that's not a problem if you have two stam mishnas which are different than each other. Further in the shir, we will see on Amud Beis that the Charedim offers a second reason why there's no problem here from one stama on another. And now the Gemara tells us that what Rabbi Yossi thought to himself, that Rabbi Yossi of the Tana would be the Tana that's listed in the Mishnah in Trumas, and Rav Chisda would agree that although there's no Raya from the Mishnah in Megillah, that it's going like Rabbi Yossi if you're not garz the word Cheresh, but Rav Chisda would be motivated that the Mishnah in Trumas is going like Rabbi Yossi. That which Rabbi Yossi the Amora surmised, in fact, Rav Chisda himself said, as we'll see in the next Gemara, Amar Rav Chanina b'shem Rav Chisda. Rav Chanina said in the name of Rav Chisda that Mishnah in Trumas, the Rabbi Yossi, that in fact is going according to Rabbi Yossi. So Rav Chanina validated that which Rabbi Yossi the Amora surmised would be the shita of Rav Chisda. In fact, Rav Chisda himself said it. Continues the Gemara. Amr Rabbi Yossi bar Bun said Rabbi Yossi bar Bun al korchach itmor dehid Rabbi Yossi. We are forced to say that the Mishnah in Trumos is going according to Rabbi Yossi. And now Rabbi Yossi bar Bun brings a proof from the structure of the first perek in Masechta Trumos. In the Mishnayos there in Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah refers to five who should not make truma, and if they did make truma, ein trumas and truma. B'dieved, their truma is not a truma. Further in the first parak, in the sixth Mishnah, it also lists five who shouldn't make truma, but b'dieved, if they did make truma, their truma is considered a good truma. The cheresh, Hamidaber ve'ena shemeya, that we have been discussing on this Amud, is not listed in the first five, that the halach is ein trumas and truma, and it's also not listed in the second grouping of five, where the halach is trumas and truma. And from that, Rab Yossi bar Bun brings a proof that the Mishnah there must be going according to Rab Yossi the Tana. And let us see now the proof inside, the way the Charedim learns our Gemara. The Saninin, we learned over there in the Mishnah, Chamishasa Kadmaisa V'loi Tanita Iman. We learned the group of five in the first Mishnah, where the halach is they shouldn't make Truma, and the Cheresh Hamadaber Ve'ena Shemea was not included as a sixth case where one should not make Truma. So in Mishum, why isn't he listed with that first group in Mishnah Aleph? If it's because she ain't trumas and truma, if you're going to tell me because the halach is b'dieved, if they made truma, the truma is not a truma. And that's why, of course, the cheresh hamadaber v'ein shmei is not included, because his truma b'dieved is a truma. And really, the Gemara knew this to begin with. The Gemara is just spelling this out because of the next diuk. If you're going to explain to me, as is obvious, that it's not listed with the Mishnah Aleph, the group of five where ain't Trumas and Truma, because here the halach is Trumas and Truma by Cheresh Medaber Veinu Shemeya. So why wasn't he listed as a sixth case where B'dieved Trumas and Truma? That's what the Gemara says now. V'hat Tanino, we learned there in Mishnah Vav, Chamishte Achronaisa, the last group of five, where the halacha is that trumas and truma, and again v'loy tenita imoin, the cheresh hamadaber v'ein shemei is not listed with that group either. So it comes out we have 11 cases, five of them b'dieved is ain't trumas and truma, and of course the cheresh hamadaber v'ein shemei is not listed with them. But then we have another five where it's Trumas and Truma B'dieved, and again the Cheresh Hamadaber V'ein Shmei is not listed with them. He's listed in his own group. So what is the pshat? He, of course, should have been listed with the second group of five in Mishnah Vav, where B'dieved, Trumas and Truma. So now as we turn to Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, have a soifach. At the end of the day, what must you come to the conclusion? But that Meimar de Rabbi Yossi, that the reason, as the Charedim explains, why Rebbe put Cheresh HaMadaber V'Enish Shemeya in his own category, not listed with the first group of five, and not listed with the second group of five, was to underline that I am making a special Chiddush here according to one Man D'Yomer. Don't think that when it says concerning a Cheresh HaMadaber V'Enish Shemeya, explains the Charedim, that when it ends off and says that although L'Chatchila he shouldn't make Truma, but B'Di'evit his Truma is a Truma, don't understand that to mean that it was just put in there even though it wasn't necessary because it's going according to the Man D'Yomer. If you are medaber ve'ein shemeya and you're not hearing what your lips are saying, there that the halach is always b'di'eved, you're yotzei, and therefore, of course, here by truma, you would be yotzei to truma because even b'di'eved the bracha, you're yotzei. So certainly, if you're yotzei to bracha b'di'eved, so certainly to truma, you would be yotzei, because you don't even have a problem with the bracha b'di'eved, so why shouldn't you be yotzei to truma? That's not why Rebbe said it. He just added it on to finish off the case and tell you what's the din b'di'eved. No. Rebbe singled out Cheresh HaMadaber V'Enish Shemeya and didn't put it in any group to tell you that I want to tell you a Chiddush now according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, who holds all over the Cheresh HaMadaber V'Enish Shemeya, you're not yotzei. And still, the halacha is that b'di'eved, if he made the bracha, which he didn't hear, and therefore you're not yotzei, but that doesn't affect the truma. You would have thought that maybe midrabbanan and the rabbanan would require him to do the truma over again, kamash malan, that the only thing he's not yotzei b'di'eved is the bracha, but the bracha has no relevance to the etzem mitzvah of truma. And the etzem mitzvah of truma, he could be mekayim, even according to Rabbi Yossi, who says he's not yotzei the bracha, but he doesn't have to do the truma over again. And according to this, the Charedim on Amud Beis in Divrei HaMaschil have a soifach meimrid Rabbi Yossi he. This is on the sixth line of the Charedim on the left-hand column. Kloimer says the Charedim. We'll learn it inside. Ve'ein kan kusha stama stama mitamach rinna. We already gave, according to the Charedim, a reason why there's no stira from one stam mishnah to the other. We have a stam mishnah here in Brachas, where we say that concerning Kriyishma, HaKor Shema V'Loi Shmi L'Ozna Yotza, even though Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says, B'di'eved, you're not Yotzei. So the Stam Mishnah here says you're Yotzei, and now we're coming out that there's a Stam Mishnah in Trumas that is going according to Rabbi Yossi, that B'chol HaTar Kula, you would not be Yotzei, but still, B'di'eved, your Trumas is a good Trumas, so why isn't that a steer for one Stam Mishnah on another? So on Amud Aleph, the Charedim gave us one answer, that the only time we say there's a stirah from one stam on another is only when it lists each stam beferish. The Tana Rebbe went ahead and listed distinctly in one place, let's say, chayiv, and in the other place, potter. In one place, tameh, and the other place, tor. So that is a stirah between one stam and another. But here, where it's only a proof from the fact that the Mishnah added the superfluous halacha that b'di'eved your yotzei, so that must be going a chiddush in Rabbi Yossi. So on Amud Aleph, the Charedim said, there's no stira from a stam on a stama, where it's only a diuk from the yitter, from the extra phrase that Rebbe used there in Masechta Trumas. But here, says the Charedim, we have another teretz. And let's see it inside. The raw Rebbe, the atom Ma'atzmecha tovin the yichidoi hu v'loi kuli alma. Rebbe understood that if he's going to segregate and put this 11th case of a Cheresh HaMadaber V'Ein HaShemeya as a separate case, not with the first five and not with the second group of five, but by itself, you will understand by yourself that the reason that Rebbe did it is because he wants to tell you a chiddush, not lahalacha, because we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. We paskin b'di'eved, if you're not shemeya what you said, you're yotzei. But in Rabbi Yossi himself, I want to tell you a chiddush, that here Rabbi Yossi will agree that his truma is a good truma. Midulay irva imacha mishoha shavim law. Since Rebbe did not include the cheresh v'davar v'ein shmeir with the second group, the first group we understand why he didn't include, because the halach is different. By the first five, it's ein yotzei b'dyeved, and by cheresh v'davar v'ein shmeir, you are yotzei b'dyeved. So of course he couldn't include it in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph of Masechta Trumas. The question is, why didn't Rebbe add it in the second group where b'dyeved you're yotzei? The answer is, this is miuchad, this is separate, because it's going according to a das yichidoi that we don't paskin, and who is that? Rabbi Yossi. So by segregating and making this a separate 11th case standing all by itself and not with the logical group that it should have been with, we understand it's going like a das yochid that we don't paskin like. That's Rabbi Yossi. Memela says the Charedim, there is no stira, stama astama, and it comes out according to Chareim. We have two reasons why there is no stira. One, he told us on Amud Aleph, because it's only from a yitter, and one here on Amud Beis, Rebbe wanted to tell you that he's segregating this Mishnah because it's going according to a das yochid, Rabbi Yossi. But how do we paskin? We paskin like the stam Mishnah here in Masechta Brachos, not like Rabbi Yossi, that if you're not Shemeya Lo'oznov, if he doesn't hear what he's saying, b'dyeved, he is yotzei. Continues the Gemara with the next part of the Mishnah. Korv le'diktik b'yosi yoseh. We had a machlaikis in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, whether b'dyeved, if a person wasn't careful to enunciate each letter of the Kriya Shema correctly, whether b'dyeved is yotzei or not. Rabbi Yehuda said he's not yotzei, and Rabbi Yossi said he is yotzei, and as we learned, Allah is like Rabbi Yossi. However, everyone agrees that l'chatchila, a person should be medaktik in how he reads the Kriya Shema. And now the Gemara will cite several instances of issues that a person has to be careful to enunciate the letters properly. Eilu tzorech diktuk. The following require that a person is careful to enunciate the words carefully. He's meticulous about how he does it. Al livavecha. He does not say it together, al livavecha, because then it would be like one lamed for both words. The one lamed would be going on the end of al and at the beginning of livavecha. So therefore he should be certain to separate the two words. Or al levavchem, again, not putting the two lamets together, as if it would be one long word. Esev besotcha. Now here, although the vase at the end of Esev is not a base, it doesn't have a dot in it to make it a base, it's Esev, a V sound, and besotcha is a B sound, yet in the time of Chazal, it's possible that they were knowing, as we have some Svardim today, that pronounce both letters the same. There is a similarity between even the vase and the bays, and it could be mispronounced unless a person separates the two words and distinctly says Esev and then Besotcha. Or Vavaretem Mehera. Here again, he has to separate the final mem of Vavaretem and the beginning mem of Mehera. Hakonaf Pesil. This is similar to Esev Besotcha, where the end letter, the final letter of Hakonaf, is pronounced without a dot in the pay. It's pronounced like an F. And Pesil has a dot in the pay, and it's pronounced as a P. So again, there are those who are able to confuse the two letters that it should sound the same or very similar, and therefore again, he has to enunciate each word by itself, that there should not be a confusion that the two letters sound like one letter going for both words. Eschem Me'eretz, the final mem of Eschem with the beginning mem of Me'eretz, has to be separated. Rab Chanina b'shem Rab Acha, Rab Chanina said in the name of Rab Acha, Asher Nishba Hashem. As the Charedim explains in the first pshat, that the way we pronounce Hashem is Adni, is the word begins with an Aleph, and therefore it could be confused with the ayin that has a similar sound at the end of nishba. And therefore, one who is reading these words should separate them, nishba, and then adni, and then the shame of Hashem. Rav Shmuel bar Chanina b'shem Rav Oishia, he said a person has to be careful to say the words the way Chazal were mesaken them. We have the bracha, yoytzer oyer uvoyre choyshech, oyse shalom uvoyre es hakoil. This is taken from a pasuk in Yeshaya, which actually states, yoytzer oyer uvoyre choyshech, oyse shalom uvoyre ra. However, we have changed, as the Haredim explains, to a Lishna Ma'alyasa. Instead of saying Vore Ra, that Hashem created evil, we say Hashem created Hakol, everything which includes good, Tov, and Ra, good and evil. But at the beginning of the Pasuk, we leave it the way Hashem has it in the Navi, Yotzer Oyer Uvore Choshech. We don't say Yotzer Oyer Uvore Noga, Hashem created twilight. Although at the end of the Pasuk, Chazal changed the Lashon of Yeshaya from Yotzer Oyer Uvore Choshech Oyse Shalom Uvore Es Hara, Chazal changed that into Vore Es Hakol. When it came to the beginning of the Pasuk, they left it as Yotzer Oyer Uvore Choshech, even though Choshech denotes darkness and perhaps evil as well, and they could have said Noiga, twilight, they left it. And the Haredim brings down the Bavli, which explains that on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, Kedei Lahaskir Midas Yoyim B'Laila Midas Laila B'Yoyim, that in the morning they wanted to mention that Hashem also created the Choshech, Yoytzer Oyer Uvoyre Choshech, and at night in the Brach of Marv Aravim, it also says that Boire Yoim Volaila, because there we want to mention at night that Hashem created the day as well, says the Haredim, two lines before it gets wide, La Fuke Min Aminim, Da Amri, Misha Bara Oyer, Loi Bara Choshech, Misha Bara Choshech, Loi Bara Oyer. So therefore, Lohetzi, from what the Minim said, that there are two Rishuyos Chas Rishalom, there's one Rishus that created day and one Rishus that created Laila. Therefore, in the morning we mention Hashem created Choshech. We leave the word Choshech and we don't say Noiga, twilight. And at night we say that Hashem created not only night, but He also created Oyer. There's one Rishus that created both. So that's what Rav Shmuel Bar Chanina, in the name of Oishia, tells us, that a person should be careful to say Yoytzer Oyer Uvoyre Choshech Delo Yemar Yoytzer Oyer Uvoyre Noiga. You shouldn't say Hashem created twilight, but rather the Lashon of the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Uvoyre Choshech. Rav Chagai B'Shem Rav Abba Bar Zavda, he says that we should be careful to say the following words, Shom Shoru Loch Delo Yemar Shom Halalu Loch. As the Haredim explains, that this refers to the minig of the B'nai Marava, which the Yerushalmi quoted earlier in the first parak in Mishnah in Halacha Vav, and in the Bavli it's on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, that they were medaleg, they skipped Parshas Tzitzis, because Tzitzis is not Noig Balaila. And what about Yetzias Mitzrayim that has to be said Balaila? So on that, they didn't say the whole Emes V'Emunah, because if we don't say the third parsha of Kriya Shema, we don't say the bracha of Emes V'Emunah either, but we're Mekatzer, and we just mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we say, Moedim Anachnu Loch, Sheyitzisanu Me'eretz Mitzrayim, V'sharanu Loch, Mikamoicha. And the Yerushalmi changes not v'sharanu loch, that we sang, but rather in third person, the Yerushalmi here had the girsa. In that tefillah, that the B'nai Marava were knowing, the Yerushalmi's girsa is shom sharu loch, in other words, referring in the third person to avoseinu, to our forefathers, when they left Mitzrayim, they sang to you. So a person should be medakdek, he should be meticulous to say the word whether it's Shoran Aloch we sang to you, or whether it's Shom Shor Aloch Avoseinu sang to you, but don't say Hallelulah, that they said Hallel to you. Because as the Haredim brings down, we find the Gemara in Pesachim Bavli Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, Ba'asora Minim Shal Shevach Nemar Sefer Tehillim. Sefer Tehillim was said with 10 different forms of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'ashrei, Bishir, Ba'halel, and 7 others. But what do we see clearly from the Gemara in Pesachim there? That Shir and Halel are 2 different types of praise of Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Rav Chagai here in the name of Rabbi Razavde told us to be meticulous and use the wording of Shira and not the wording of Hillel. And now the Gemara continues. Rav Levi said in the name of Rav Avdima Dechifa, which means Rav Avdima from Haifa, B'shem Rav Levi Bar Sisi, Tzorech lahatiz laman tizkiru. A person has to stress when he's saying this word, instead of pronouncing it with a sin, which could mean laman tizkiru, that we will get reward, or as the Tur Shulchan Aruch in Siman Samach Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin says, that perhaps we could read it instead of a sin, we could read it as a shin, laman tishkaru, that you should say sheker. So to avoid these mistakes, a person should be meticulous to stress the zayin in tizkaru. Rabbi Yonah B'Shem Rabbi Chizda, tzorech lahata, is a person should stress ki lo oilam chazdoi, as the Pnei Moshe tells us that in Halel, or when we're reading these psukim, a person should be careful not to say chazdoi, that forever Hashem is suspicious of the Bnei Yisrael. He should read it correctly with a samach instead of a shin. Tana, we have learned, ein ma'avir lufnei ateva, a person should not go to be a shliach tzibur. We do not allow someone to be a shliach tzibur, loy chefnin, not people who come from the city of Haifa, v'loy bishnin, and not those who come from Beit Shan, v'loy tivonin, and not those who come from the city of Tivon. Why? Because they are not medactic in how they read the words. Mipnei shein oisin heihin chesin. They make the letter hey into the letter ches. And also, v'aynin a'ayn. They make the letter ayin, which the Magen Avraham tells us has a deeper sound than the Aleph, and perhaps it's the Sfardim who really pronounce the letter Ayin correctly, more than the Ashkenazim, because by the Ashkenazim, the Ayin and the Aleph sound very similar, but by the Sfardim, we see the Ayin is deeper, so in these cities, they used to take the Ayin and make it as an Aleph, and therefore, they are not allowed to be a Shliach Tzibur. However, if his language was precise, if he was able, even though he was from one of these cities, he was able to pronounce the letters correctly, he is permitted mutter, he's permitted to be a shliach tzibur, and as the Haredim, 2 lines from the bottom of the Amid tells us, v'loi chashinen dilma mimni or minu echad mishar ha'ir detoya kamaisam. We're not afraid that if you're going to let this person from Haifa be a shliach tzibur, then perhaps you will bring another person from that city, and he will also daven, and he will be a person who is not able to pronounce these words correctly. And therefore, it tells us that it is mutter.